Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man sentenced to prison for $300,000 heavy equipment fraud. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette man has been sentenced to prison in order to repay more than $300,000 after selling heavy equipment he never delivered. The Gillette News Record reported Leon Woodward, 62, pleaded guilty to two counts of felony theft and on June 10th was sentenced to 5 to 10 years in prison for each count to run concurrently. He must also pay over $182,000 to Pruitt Excavation in Alabama and $125,000 to Dusty Road Farm in Montana. According to court documents, Woodward took payments for a Caterpillar bulldozer and a John Deere motor grader despite not owning the equipment. He gave vague excuses and never delivered the machines. Investigators discovered Woodward used the funds to make other purchases and never attempted full refunds. In one case, the equipment was tracked to another company that still had it under lease. Authorities say Woodward's actions were deceptive and the sentencing sends a message to others attempting similar fraud. Gillette approves upgrades for City Hall, Wastewater Plant, and Power Plan. The Gillette City Council has approved a slate of infrastructure upgrades aimed at improving comfort and efficiency across several key public facilities. County 17 reported the largest item is a $550,000 contract awarded to Apex Mechanical to replace the aging chiller system at City Hall. The new system is expected to restore proper cooling, especially on the often overheated third floor, by next summer. Meanwhile, the city also greenlit a $381,000 amendment to HDR Incorporated for construction management and upgrades at the city's wastewater treatment plant. The project focuses on replacing the headwork system, which filters large debris early in the water treatment process. The full upgrade, estimated at $3.8 million, has been in the works since 2020. The city also finalized its five-year integrated resource plan with the Western Area Power Administration, securing continued access to federal hydroelectric power up to 5 megawatts to supplement Gillette's energy mix. No public comments were made at the meeting, and officials say the power plan remains largely unchanged from previous years. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.